Poor old granddad, I laughed at all his words. Thought he was a bitter man when he spoke on the woman's ways. He said the tribune use you before you even know. Love is blind and you're far too kind. Don't ever let it show. That I knew what I know now. When I was younger, I wish that I knew what I know now. The can-can is a pretty show. It'll steal your heart away. Backstage, back on earth again. The dressing room's the grave. They come on strong. It ain't too long before they make you feel a man. Love is blind. You soon will find you're just a boy again. That I knew what I know
done. Am I running out? Am I singing too long or anything? Or... I'm sorry? Not long enough? Well, that's nice of you. I appreciate that. I realized a few records ago I got more songs than I got gig. So I got to figure out what I'm playing and stuff. You want to hear that one? All right, I'll sing it for you. That come off a record called Delusions of Banjer. That was a real record. That was back... It was awesome when I first started making records because you really got real records and stuff. That was really cool. I still buy records. You guys still buy vinyl records and stuff? Does anybody buy vinyl records? Raise your hand. Yeah, there you go. Like them records. It's funny, whenever I go to a friend of mine's house and they got a lot of records, we sit around and play records and look at the jackets and talk about records, but I don't never really do that with CDs. You ever notice that? You don't seem like you do it as much with CDs. I like the way records are split up into two parts. You know, you had two starts, two middles, and two ends. It's like if every play in the world all of a sudden didn't have an intermission. You had to go from one end to the other. You know, the CDs are so long, you know, it's hard. Sometimes you forget what you're listening to and stuff. And I don't know, I have that problem sometimes with CDs. I grew up with records and 45s when I was a kid. First record I ever got was Etta James, You Got It. It was a 45 I wanted it at school, and some kind of thing where you put money in a little slot and you had a little fake fishing pole and they'd stick something on a little clothespin. You pull it out of there and you had something. I had this record, you know, it was really good. And same song on both sides for some reason. I never figured that out. It was a good one. What was I gonna do, Uncle Lucius? And I made this song up because my mother tells me all these crazy stories about my family there in Central Texas. My kinfolk come from Tennessee to Texas in a covered wagon in the late 1800s and all this stuff. My mom tells me these stories about these people and what they had to do. It was really amazing how they did that. But one thing kind of freaked me out was I was wondering, they moved to a semi-arid climate, and then they was worried about it not raining enough. And like any garden book you read, it says it barely rains there. And they moved there and was stressed out about the rain. You know, I don't know. Might should have done a little research, but all that aside. I guess they figured the rain would follow the plow, the railroads used to tell them back then.